Muse,
tell me about Pan, the dear son of Hermes,
with his goat's two horns,
and two horns, a lover of merry rooms. And so hail to you, I seek your favor with a song.
I seek your favor with a song. Now I will remember you in another song.
Through wooded glades with dancing nymphs,
with footed on some sheer cliff's edge.
We call upon the shepherd god,
long-haired, unkempt.
He who courses through the high mountains and hills. He who speeds along.
He has every snowy crest in the mountain peaks and rocky crest for his domain.
And
they called the boy Pan because he delighted all their hearts.
Hither he goes, through the close thickets, now lured by soft streams, and now he presses on amongst towering crags, and climbs up to the highest peak that overlooks the flocks.
He courses through the glistening high mountains, and off on the shouldered hills he speeds along.
This keen-eyed god.
Only at evening.
As he returns from chase, he sounds his note, plays sweet low pipes of reed.
Not even she could excel melody.
Not even she could excel him.
That bird who in flower-laden spring,
pouring forth her lament, utters honey-voiced song amid the leaves.
At that hour, the clear-voiced nymphs are with him and moved with nymphs.
Singing by some spring of dark water, while echo wails about the mountain top.
And the god on this side, or at times sidling into the pits, lies nimbly with his feet.
He delights in high-pitched songs in a soft meadow where crocuses and sweet-smelling hyacinths bloom grandly.
And they called the boy Pan because he delighted all their hearts.
So
hail to you.
And now I will remember you.
And another song also.
With this song.
And they called the boy Pan because he delighted all their hearts.